Yossi, and Kamash Mulan the Baha Maidam, that Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you have in mind to burn the Kemitzah tomorrow, it is Chal Pigel in the Mincha, even though it's a Chatzi Matir. And that's not the reason of Rabbi Yossi in the Sefer, why he says by the Levoina, it does not make Pigel. So now we'll have to understand what's the reason in the Sefer, why does he say if you have in mind to burn the Levoina, it does not make Pigel. So now it says, the Mishnah says, Lahak de Levinos Lamachor, so Rabbi Yossi Yem Apostle, Vyem by Chorus. So now Omer Rashlokas, Rashlokas says, that I'm Mahoyer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi used to say, Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. That one Matir is not Mefagel another Matir. Meaning, B'Shasi being Isaac in the Kemitzah, which the Kemitzah itself is one Matir, you cannot have in mind to like burn the Levoina, which is a second Matir. Does not make a tiggle when you're doing one Matir to think about a second Matir. Rashi says, Ein Avoidas Matir Zek Goyim Kemitz. If you're doing the avoda with the kremitz, if you have in mind then to burn the levoina tomorrow, that does not make pigel. But if you're being oisik in the kemitzah, you have in mind to burn the kemitzah tomorrow, that does make pigel. That's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. And in Rosh Lakish says, v'cheina atoim, the same thing you told me, v'shnei bezichi levoina, shalechem aponim, that by the lechem upon him every Shabbos, when they take off the two bezichim, the two cups full of the levoina, that's the matir of the lechem. The same thing will be there also, shein matir mafageles as hamatir, that b'shash is taken off one bezich. If you have in mind to burn the other bezich tomorrow, it would not make pigel. Rashi says, v'chein ha'atroim v'bezich levoina, shein hikter echod mebzich lechem upon him. If you burn one cup of the levoina, al menas lahakti ruachar lamachar, menas to burn the second cup tomorrow, ein machshav lefagel, that machshav does not make pickle in the lechem upon him, since you're being mechashiv on a different matir, v'shash you're being oisik in the first matir. So Mor says, my v'chein atoim, what do you have to have it for? The chorus pshita. What does Shlakash have to say this for? That the Rashi says, pshita, the chalecha dika shnei matirin, polik Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara explains no, because otherwise, mal de tema, I would have thought to say mal de tema. Time of the Rabbi Yossi belevoino mishum de lav mino de minchi. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because it's not a min of the mincha. It's not part of the mincha. Rashi says the zu seilis, the zu levoino. The ikra, the mincha is the flower. And the levoino is not part of the mincha. So maybe that's why if you mechashev b'shashi being oisik with the kemitza to burn the levoino, it does not make tigle. Avol bot b'shnei b'zich levoina, mashenken by the lechem upon him. When you're taking off the two cups, that's on top of the lechem upon top of the shulchan. When you're taking off the two cups and burning them, the minei dahadodin inu, they're both the same thing. They're both full of levoina. Same, I would have thought to say mefagli yahadodi, that b'shas you're burning one b'zich, one cup full of levoina. You have in mind to burn the second one tomorrow, then maybe it would be chal pigul. Since they're both the same type of a min, is Kamash Mulan, that's the Kiddush know, that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is not because Levoina is not part of the Mincha, even if Levoina would be part of the Mincha. But his svar is that one Matir cannot be Mefagel B'Shashi, being Isaac in one Matir, with a Machshava to do something wrong with the other Matir. Now the Gemara asks, Omi Motzis Amrit, is it possible to say that time with Rabbi Yossi B'Levoina, Lav Mishum, Lav Min, Lav Mino, to Minchi, like is it possible to say this last svara is not true? Like you want to tell me that's not the svara, that Levoin is not part of the Mincha? I, Vokatoni Seif, it says clearly this svara in the Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah says, Omruloi, Rabbi Yossi said that, Omruloi, the Chom said to Rabbi Yossi, Ma Shinson min Azevach, like how come a Mincha is different than a Korban? How come by a Korban you agree if Isha Shchito, the Dalar Avoidis, you have in mind to make a Zrika Saddam tomorrow, or to burn the Amurim tomorrow, or to eat the meat tomorrow, it's Chal Pigul. Is Omal Ahem, so Yossi answers back and says, Ha Zevach Domoy Ubsorov Yemurov Echot, that by a Korban, it's Dam, it's meat, it's fats, they're all one min, it's all part of the meat, it's all part of the animal. Therefore, you can be Mechashiv on one over the other, it's Chal Pigul. But Ulevoina, if Bishash you're making the Kemitzah, you have in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, Eina Min HaMincha. He says clearly in the Mishnah that the reason of the Levoina is because Levoina is not part of the Mincha. Sechuratzoni Yisvar, a Levoina is not part of the Mincha. Mashenkin by the Shnei Bezichim and the Lechem upon him, since they're both the same Minim, maybe they could be Mechash or Figlo one and the other. Smor says, no, my Einu Min HaMincha. You know what the Mishnah means to say when Rabbi Yossi answered back and said that Levoina is not part of the Mincha, what he meant to say was, Einu B'Ikuv Mincha. It's not part of the Ikuva, it's not L'Ikuv, you don't have to have it in the Mincha. So Rashi says, Kleima, L'Yolim really, I tell you, Taima Mishum Diyein Matim Afagalesa Matir. That's the Svar of Rabbi Yossi, that one Matir does not help to have a Machshav on a different Matir. V'Ogikom L'Hu, this is what Rabbi Yossi answers back in the Mishnah. Hazeva Kulei Echad V'Adam Hu Matir Esemurim. That the dam, the zrikas adam, that's what's matiyu to burn the imurim and the zveyach. Hilkach, therefore, ki chishav al imurim chuslazman b'shas avodas dam lav shnei matirim ninu. They're not two separate matirim. Avo levoina, but by levoina, eino makeves mincha means eino bechlal ikuv shirayim. Meaning v'yein hakoymes makav halavoina mehak mehitir ki eched demakve shirayim. That the svar is that by the mincha you could burn either one you want. Either you could burn first the kemitza, or else you could burn first the levoina. Not the pshat that the kemitza is mati you to burn the levoina. Boy, the zrika sadam, you have to have the zrika first. By making the zrika sadam of a korban, that's what's mati you to burn later the yemurim. Mashenka by mincha, the burning of the kemitz is not what's matiyu to burn the levoina. That's the pshat for Yemis. But the Gemara doesn't understand this yet. Let's see. The Gemara says like this though. So in this one, the Gemara answered that ein of the ikur of mincha. So Gemara asks the question, lav. The Gemara asks Kasha, my, what do you mean to say ein of mina mincha? It means ein of the ikur of mincha. The lav ki eicha the makiv lukaymis lishrayim the kamad loy miskako kaymis. Before you burn the kemitza, you cannot eat the shrine of the mincha. The same thing here also. Ma'akiv lo levoina. That avada, before you burn the levoina, you're not allowed to eat the shrine either. So what do you mean to say that the levoina is not part of the mincha? El, it meant to say like this. Like we said before, that the pshat by the mincha is, either one is a separate matir by itself. You could burn the kemitza first, or you could burn the levoina first. Therefore, when you burn the kemitza or the avodas the kemitza, it's not called it's a matir on the levoina. Therefore, you can't be mechashe b'shas the kemitza to burn the levoina tomorrow. That does not make pigel. Mashenkan by the korban though, you could only burn the emurim later if you first make a zrikas adam. Therefore, b'shas zrikas adam, you could think about burning the emurim tomorrow, and there would be chal pigel. The rabbanon say no. Ki Yamrinan ain't matim afagles a matir. Rabboni answered back like this. When do I say that when you are sick in one matir, you cannot have a machshava to do a second matir? Does not make tigul. Hani mili heichod lo ikvu b'chad mona. That's only it's not in the same kli. It's not together. Aval heichod the ikvu b'chad mona kechadomi. But over here by the levoina, since lamaisa the levoina is put into the same kli as the mincha, the levoina becomes part of the mincha. So here the Rabbanan hold that b'shas the kemitzi could have a machshava to burn the levoina tomorrow. This would make pigel. Mashenkin, where is there a case the Rabbanan would agree not? Rashi says, "Kogoyin kitzi atzeres by the two kabbarnas that are brought on Shavuos." The Moedi Rabbanan b'seifa next Mishnah the Mastisin that shochet echod min akvosim lechol mechavera lemochom that shneim ksherim the shnei matir metalechem, because over there the shnei kvosim you bring on Shavuos. Both of them is a separate matir to the shtei lechem. So therefore, if you make a shechita on one keves, and you have in mind to eat the next one tomorrow, even the Rabbanim would agree that it does not become pigum. Because you cannot be mechasha b'shas one matir to do a second matir chuslas manoi. Only here by the mincha the Rabbanim hold. Now by mincha the Rabbanim hold that since the levoina and the mincha is in the same kli, it's kaveh in one kli, therefore taka, you could be mechashev on one matir, on the second matir. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yanai, likut levoina bizar is possible. Like usually by the mincha, after they took the kemitza and after they burnt the kemitza, then they would go and collect the levoina from the mincha and burn the levoina. But first they spread the mincha on the same kli as the mincha that became like mixed up a little bit. So there was an avoid that you had to separate it. So Yane says, what's going to be a bazaar, not a kohen, just goes to separate the likut, to collect together all the lavoina, see all this puzzle. So Shalom says, what's the avoid? What did he do wrong? So one says, my time up, what's the reason? So Omer Reb Yirmiya Mishum Hoylocha Nogubo. So I tell you, this is considered an avoid of the halacha. By the mincha, there are four avoidis. There's the kmitza, there's the sinus bekli, there's the halacha and the aktara. So here, it's considered like you're walking with the lavoina towards the mizbeach. So since the Tzar made this halacha, that made a psul in the mincha. Even though the Tzar didn't move, his feet didn't move, he stood still. So you have to say that the Biyani holds kesavar halacha shlei beregel shmo halacha, that even though you did not move your feet, but just with your hands, you're moving the lavoina together, so that's also considered like your mekarvet to the mizbeach, it's considered a halacha. And v'halacha b'zar psula, and therefore since the zara did this avoid of the halacha, that's where Rabbi Yani holds the minchas posel. Omar Rav Mori says, listen, we also learned like this, that it says we had before, that ziha klal, this is the general rule, that kol ha-koimates v'noisem b'kli, that if b'shas any one of these dalar avoidis you have in mind to do with them, to be machshev is pigul, it becomes pigul. But these are the four avoidis, that there's an avoid of kemitza, of noisim the kli, hamoylech carrying it, and a machter burning it. So the question is, bishleim makoymeitz haynu sheichet, bishleim the avoid of making a kemitza, that's called an avoida, that's like a shechita done in a korban. It's good why it's called an avoida. Meilech, carrying the kemitza towards the mizbeach. Nami, hainu meilech, you have to carry the dam towards the mizbeach. Maktir, burning the kemitza, it's also very good. Hainu zerek, that's like a zrikas adam. Ela bought the second avoida of noisim bekli, if you make the kemitza. Now by putting the kemitza inside a kli, my kovid, what kind of avoida is that? What's the avoida here? Why is that able to mechashiv to make them to pigle? Bishashi doing this of putting the kemitza into the kli. Ilem, if you want to tell me mishum the domi le kabbalah, then maybe simple. This is domi to the avoid of kabbalah sadam. Just like by dam, there's an avoid of kabbalah sadam. Or doing by mincha, there's an avoid of kabbalah of the kemitza into a kli. So where it says no, me domi, what's one after the other? Hosama tayim emela. By dam, you just hold the cup, and by itself the dam comes into it. But hocho koshoko varomi. But over here, the kohen has to take the kemitza in his hand and throw it into the kli. So, of course, since it's a different type of an action, the havamina is, this is not called a kabbalah sadam. It's not like a kabbalah. Since so, how come this is called an avoida? How come if he has a machshava to burn something or to eat something, chus lezmanoi, it's kal b'shas this action? Ela, what do you have to answer? Mishum dechiv and deloy sagilei deloy yovid lom. Since it's not possible to have a mincha without doing this, like you have to take the kemitza and put it into a klisheris. You have to be mekadesh the kemitza. If so, chashuvhi kivan, again, dchivan deloy sagi lei, it's not possible, deloy ovid lo, avoida chashuvhi, it's called an avoida. Al korkach by force is mishav yulei kabbalah, it's considered like kabbalah. Since it has to be done, you have to make a kiddush on the kemitza. Therefore, by throwing it into the kli, our korcha by force is considered like a kabbalah. Like a kabbalah. So I'll tell you, so hachinam is thanks for by us also, by this likud, this gathering together of the levaino. Kivun deloy sagid lo, deloy ovid lo, since it's not possible to go without doing it, that you have to gather together the levaino in order to burn just the levaino by itself. Yes, so I'll tell you, avode chashuvi, our korchich, mishavi lo ki elocha, that since it's considered like an avoider, because it has to be done, since it has to be done, that makes it like a halacha. So therefore it's good that Rabbi Yanai says that if a zar makes the likud, gathers together the levain, it becomes psula. So it's a proof in the Mishnah before. Samura says, lo, it could be there's no proof in the Mishnah before to Rabbi Yanai. L'yoylam, really, I tell you that putting the kemitz into a kli, the domi lekabola. It's not a new svara, since it's efshi, you have to do it. No, it's mamish considered like a kabola. Well, the Kukashlach, I had a question. That by dam you just hold the kli and the dam comes in by itself. But over here, you have the Kohen has to throw the kmitz into the kli. Tomorrow says, Michta, let's see, Tavayu Kedushas Klihi. Both of them are doing the exact same of, a type of an avoidah. By the dam, you are being mekabel the dam, that the Kedushas, the kli, gives the Kedushas to the dam. And by the kmitza, you're putting the kmitza into a kli, that the kli should give it the Kedushas. Is so avada mali memela mali kashak of rami in Sroda Zonaf Kamino, whether like by dam, the dam comes in by itself, or by the kmitza, the kohen has to throw it inside it. The maisa, they're both considered the exact same avodah. Therefore, here it's cheetah that they're both are considered an avodah of Kabbalah. Therefore, you can have a machshavas pigah b'shach the avodah of Kabbalah. But in Rabbi Yane's case, when you have the levoina spread out over the mincha, now that the zar goes and collects the levoina together, who says that is considered part of the avodah halacha? Maybe halacha does not start until after you gather together, and now you start carrying it, bringing it closer towards the mizbeach. But maybe when you're standing still and just collecting it together, maybe that's not called an halacha. So therefore, maybe if the zar does it, the mincha will still be kosher. So therefore, from the mishnah before, you did not have a proof for Rabbi Yanai. Now the Mishnah says, Shochat shnei kvosim, yeshech the two kvosim that are brought on Shavuos, lechol achas min hachalois lemochor, that you have in mind to eat one of the two shtei halechim, one of them you have in mind to eat tomorrow, or else hikter shnei bezichim, v'shas you are burning the two bezichim from the lechem upon them of every Shabbos, and you take off the two bezichim, two cups full of levoino. Lechol echod min hasdarim lemochor. You have in mind now b'shas this haktara teat one of the seder, one of the rows of the lechem upon him. Six challahs you have in mind teat tomorrow. So Rabbi Yosi says, Oisai haichalo v'yosai haseder shechishuv olav tigol v'chayav malav koros, that by the shtei halechem, by shruis, the one lechem that you have in mind teat that one tomorrow, on that lechem takvitz chal tigol. And if you eat from that lechem, you chayv chorus. The same thing every Shabbos. If you have a moin b'shas, the burning of the levoina, of the bezichim, teed one row of chalas tomorrow, so that row is chal pigel. And if you eat from that row, you chayv chorus. But for hasheni, the second row, or the second lechem, is apostle v'ein by chorus. It's only chal psul, but there's no chayv chorus, not chal pigel on the second one. However, the chomrim, the chomsai, the chomrim, zev is the pigul, b'chayov malav chorus. They hold no that on both rows of the lechem upon him, or both of the lechems of the shtei halechem, both of them it's chal pigul. So Rashi says, "We're talking about here shnei kvosim means kivsei atzeres is put on shvuas. The chzev is shnei kvosim, but they shouldn't be 1 year old or zev ashlamim. For yoisam kvosim matirin or makadshin l'shtei halechem. These are matirin makadshin shtei halechem." So therefore, if you mechashim b'shasta matirim, teat from the shtei lechem tomorrow, you make it into pigul. Just Rabbi Yosi's chiddush is, only on what you actually think teat tomorrow, on that is it chal pigul, not on the other lechem. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Hoya Rabbi Yosi used to say, that pigul b'yerach shel yamin. Let's say when you bring in a korban, if you have in mind teat the right thigh, tomorrow, learn the spagla yarrow shall smile, you should know it did not become pigul, the left thigh of the animal. In other words, let's say b'shash chitas akorbin, you have the mind to eat from the right thigh tomorrow, so according to Rabbi Yosi, it's chal pigul, and if you eat from the right thigh, you take a chayav chorus, but only the right thigh is chal, the yamin, the yarrow yamin, not the left one. Of course, you did not think of eating the left one. Samora says, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? He boys him if you want, I'll tell you svar, it's a svar. He boys him if you want, I'll tell you kro, it's a posik. Now Rashi says, when it says the right or the left, it's lavdavkam. Kitsa, whatever you think to eat tomorrow, on that it's chal pigul, not on the rest of the korban. So more so like this. He boys him if you want, I'll tell you it's a svar. That lo yadifo machshavo mimaisa atomo. That the machshavo to eat part of the meat tomorrow is not stronger than the lock of hilchos tumo. Ilu it mochad ever. If one ever would become tomei after it's perished from the animal, meyit mula kule. So the rest of the animal become tomei. See also, only the part that you think to eat tomorrow is chal tigul, not the rest of the carbon. And then the Gemara says, the boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, kro it's a posik. The posik says, v'yahanefesh or echeles mimenu is avoy notiso. Whoever eats from this korban that's chal pigul, his avoyna tisa is chayav koras. So the deek is mimenu v'loy mechaveroi. Only from it, and not from its chaver. Only what you actually thought to eat. On that, it's chal pigul. But not on the rest of the korban. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asks a question to Rav Huna. It says that Li'olam ain by koras, that's not chal chorus, the chal, the yisa pigul, upon the lechem upon him, or upon the shtei lechem, at shifagul b'shteyim, until you have a machshavas pigul on both lechems, to kezayis b'shteyim, even if you only eat a kezayis between both of them. But you have to be mechashiv to eat something from both lechems tomorrow. Tzadik is b'shteyim in, b'yachas mehem loy, but if you only have in mind to eat from one lechem tomorrow, you do not make the second lechem pigul. There's no chiyuv koras to eat the second one. So the question is, man, who does this go like? Then if you want to tell me the Rabbonin of our Mishnah, Safilu biyachas mehem nami, the Rabbonin of our Mishnah say that when you mafagel on one, it automatically becomes pigul all of them. That even though you mechash your feet only one lechem, the other one also becomes pigul. So his brice, you cannot go according to Rabbonin. El, abshit the Rabbi Yaisi, who goes according to Rabbi Yaisi? So it's like this. Iyam, if you tell me bishleima chad gufahu, it's called one guf. Mishum hokim it's tarif. So Rashi explains, if you can tell me by the korban that the shtei yirech, the two thighs, is sitting like one guf, and you have in mind to eat one, the other one also becomes pigul, then I can understand why here by the shtei halechem, even though yoni mechashav to eat a chatzi gezayis from one and a chatzi gezayis of the other one, it's mstarif. The machshav is mstarif it. All right, turn over.